listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
Well, I walked down to my bed just to see what I could see. I asked the man behind the desk, I said, is there the money for me? Now he didn't know just what to say. I said, I need that money in a terrible way. Now he didn't say yes, but he didn't say no. He just shook my hand and showed me the door. Oh Lord, the blues is killing me. And it bothers my mind. She runs to the store and she buys on time. TVs, radios, stereos, and I got all kind of prints of phones. But one of these days, y'all, I think they all gonna be gone. My baby needs clothes. My wife needs a car. It's a wonder, y'all, I got this for. Landlord knocking and he wants some rent. Now I'm looking for the money that my wife just spent. Hold on. The blues is killing me. Hold on, hold on, hold on. The blues is killing me. Killing me. And the rich stay rich, and I'm right here in the middle. Now ain't that a barely getting by makes me mean. Cost of politician, I'm paying a living real clean. Step down, Mr. Politician, and live like I do. I want you to know the working man blues. Oh no, oh no, no. These blues is killing me. Baby needs clothes. Wife need an old car to get around in. Oh, and there's a bitch being poor. I say it's a being poor.
The great late Albert Collins off his Cold Snap album with the song titled Cash Talkin', The Working Man's Blues. Albert Collins was well into his career in the 1960s, but became more mainstream in the late 70s. In 1978, he released his album Ice Pickin' on the Chicago Alligator label, and that's when things really took off in his career. He was noted for his powerful attack on his Telecaster, his altered tunings, and the use of a capo way up high on the frets where you couldn't figure out how he got such a great, gritty sound playing with the capo placed so far down on the fretboard. He invoked the title of the Master of the Telecaster. Let's go to a few numbers off his Ice Pickin' album, starting off with his version of Honey Hush, followed by a telltale story of truth in When the Welfare Turns Its Back on You, and we'll end this set with the title cut, an instrumental called Ice Pickin'. The Master of the Telecaster, the late Albert Collins, on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
do. When the welfare turns its back on you, now what you gonna do? When the welfare turns its back on you. You'll be standing there stranded. There ain't a thing that you can do. Now you look all through your house. Yes, you can't find a piece of bread. Sometime you begin to wonder if you'd be better off dead. To the welfare, give it money to report. Some pain they say to you will surely get your goat. If you tell them you're sick, you better have a bad cough. 'Cause if you don't, they be ready to throw you on. What you gonna do? That you can do.
Albert Collins helped or influenced many blues artists throughout his career, which now they themselves have made a mark in the blues world. Debbie Davies, who played in his band, as did Coco Montoya, who, although is known for his blues guitar playing, was in fact Albert's drummer for 5 years. Robert Cray cites Collins as the one whom influenced him the most and got him started in the blues. In an April 1994 article in Living Blues magazine, which was a tribute to Collins, who, by the way, passed away at the age of 61 in November of 1993, record producer Dick Sherman had this to say about Collins. "Apart from the music and entertainment, I used to tell Albert all the time how much I learned from him about how to treat people. He was just such a gracious person, and he was unfailing well-spoken, and he had a real knack for being a real diplomat on the bandstand. He managed to assert himself without being obnoxious about it." Let's get back to some more music from Albert Collins with a cover he did of T-Bone Walker's Cold, Cold Feeling. We're paying tribute today to the blues master of the Telecaster, Albert Collins, on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
You're just like ice around my heart. I've got a cold, cold feeling, yeah, yeah. You're just like ice around my heart. I know I'm gonna quit somebody. Every time that feeling starts, you treat me like a prisoner because my hands are tied. Everything you do to me is stacking up inside. It's a cold, cold feeling, yeah. It's just like ice around my heart. I know I'm gonna quit somebody. Every time that feeling starts, me, baby. Once I was blind, but now I can see. There's a change in me, baby. Yeah, yeah. Once I was blind, but now I can see. I'm gonna put everybody down, baby. That ever made a fool of me. Too tired to shake. I got a good poker hand. Too tired to win. I can hear my baby knocking. Too tired to let her in. I'm tired. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm tired. Too tired. Too tired for anything. Too tired to walk. Too tired to run. I can hear my baby call. I'm too tired, too tired, too tired. Yes, I'm tired. I'm tired. Too tired for anything. A pen. I'm too tired to get up. I'm tired. I declare, I'm tired. Too tired. Tired. Too tired for anything.
Collins with Too Tired. This is Mr. Jack from Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack, and we'll be right back with more from Albert Collins in just a moment.